Now, secondly, anger. This is the second of the five poisons. And this is said to be the most unbodhisattva-like of all passions. You can give way to craving, you're still a bodhisattva. You can give way to desires, you're still a bodhisattva. You can steal, you can tell a lie. In your heart of hearts, you may still be a bodhisattva. But if you get really angry, if you really lose your temper, then bang goes all your bodhisattvahood. You have to start all over again. Because anger is directly opposed to the spirit of compassion. And one of the works, but the Siksha Samuchaya says, well, here are you promising to deliver all beings and be kind to them and compassionate. And then what do? You go and get angry with one of them. So there isn't really much substance in your bodhisattva ideal or your bodhisattva vow. So the bodhisattva is advised at all costs to avoid anger. And the antidote to anger is, of course, again, quite simple. It's the metta bhavana, the development of universal loving kindness. This beautiful practice, which so many of us find extremely difficult. But though difficult, it's familiar, only too familiar, because this too we practice every week in our meditation classes, and many people do know from their own experience, at least from time to time, that this particular negative emotion of anger or hatred can be dispelled through this particular practice, the deliberate, mindful development of love and goodwill towards all living beings. So one eradicates the poison, the passion of anger through developing universal loving kindness.